Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Are you feeling drained by others' demands? Well, as an INFP, it's extremely important for you to have good boundaries with yourself and with others. So let's talk about it in this video. What's up, legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, where I help INFPs to live a more fulfilling life through personality type and self-understanding. And if you're not an INFP, that's okay too, because we love you too. Yes, we do. So having boundaries is something that I hear all the time in INFP communities, in my own, as well as in the others that I'm a part of. And the biggest thing that I want to talk about is that we need to set the boundaries within ourselves first. But before we talk about that, we need to talk about why these are difficulties for us. As feelers, we tend to make decisions that are related to other people, that are focused on the values and harmony within groups and within individuals. And specifically as INFPs, we want to make sure that the decisions that we make are aligned with us and our identity. And we assume naturally that everybody does the same stuff that we do, although we know that they don't. You know that people don't think and feel and act in the same way as you. And yet we just assume that is the natural way that other people see the world and interact with it. Something was brought up recently on the Discord channel about the golden rule and doing to others as you would have them do unto you. But actually the platinum rule, I like it a lot better. And you might have heard this before, but do unto others as they would want to have done to them. Because we're all different. Yeah. And this ties into boundaries because we assume that people are thinking and feeling and doing this deep sifting process through their identity when they make decisions and they're not. And we are. So we naturally bridge that to they must be thinking something deeper about how the interaction is. They must be having this very deep intention for why they're taking the actions that they're doing, why they're maybe treating us poorly or saying these things or insisting that we act and think and do this thing in this way. But it's not always like that. Sometimes it is. Most of the time, it's not. So being able to detach from that perspective and knowing that people do things in different ways. It's not right, it's not wrong, good or bad. They just have different personality types. So use that to have a little bit more space for them and for yourself too. Know that you are not the one that has to assert yourself in all these situations. You're not the one that has to change necessarily, but yes, you are a part of that system that is bringing about the emergent behavior that the other person is responding to. And I know that might sound weird. I know that might sound like I'm digging into you about this, but you are a part of a system of the interaction, right? You are one node within that interaction. And if you change your response or your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts and beliefs, the metaphor that you live by, that's going to impact that system. And it has to change because something has changed within it. So the best thing that I believe that INFPs can do for having better boundaries is to have better boundaries with yourself first. Make sure that you are not treating yourself poorly. A lot of times I have clients that in one of the first conversations that we have, it's like, I hate that part of myself that is so emotional or so weak, that doesn't actually just take the actions. Or I hate that I scroll through YouTube shorts all the time. I hate that I can't do this stuff that I say I want to do, that I'm not motivated. If you hate part of yourself, then one, you're giving other people the permission to hate that too. And two, you're not living holistically developed. You're not taking all these parts into account and caring for the parts of yourself that have been baited, as Gordon Emerson calls them from resource therapy, baited with rejection and fear, trauma, confusion. So make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you have a better relationship with yourself. You know that it's not okay to say that stuff to you, that it's not okay to act in this way. You have internal reasons for why these behaviors are coming out, why you escape and distract yourself from doing the stuff that you feel is important. You're doing that because there's some underlying issue with anxiety or rejection or fear, anger, sadness, trauma, whatever it is. So make sure you take care of yourself first, and that will naturally emerge into you taking the steps that are going to assert your boundaries more. And also, other people won't be able to respond in the same way as they did before because you are becoming a different person. They no longer have the permission to do that, to act in that way. And I know we shouldn't have to go through this conversation, but we do. It comes up all the time. I know that if I speak softly and I don't voice my decisions and my opinions, then somebody else is going to assert themselves and their opinions and say what is important to them first, because they've grown naturally to accept that I don't do that. So again, by asserting your boundaries, you then create an environment that is different. And that environment has different actions attached to it, different things that are allowed and not allowed, different beliefs about what is okay and not okay. And the identity, the emergent identity of the whole relationship is different. All because you treated yourself better and no longer talked poorly to yourself. And you can say no without guilt because you now feel strongly enough about yourself that it's not okay anymore for other people to treat you in that way. And if you want help with this, go ahead and go to geekpsychology.com and schedule a call with me. We can talk about if we're a good fit for coaching. And most of the time, it takes 1 to 2 sessions and people get through the issues and begin the transformation to living a better life that they feel proud about, that they feel motivated every day to wake up and do the stuff that is extremely important to them. And we need that. We need more INFPs that are able to do that, that are in the position to do that, because the world is a mess right now and we need you. Hope to see you there. Bye. That was a piece. Peace.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.